To all who come to this happy place, welcome. Disneyland is your land.
All aboard.
We have ignition.
Welcome, foolish mortals.
Oh, look at all the people.
People that start the show rolling.
Permanecer sentados, por favor.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 351 of Word on the Main Street podcast. I am one of your hosts, Sean Lords.
And I'm Brian Lords.
And we have a show for you today. Believe it or not, like it or not, it's coming at you. So, but if you're hearing this, you chose this path and you will have to deal with those consequences. So,
that is true.
So yeah, before we get into that, we do want to let you know this episode is presented by All Enchanting Ears, Yvonne Paradise, Beck and Ruby Lords, and Mr. Bill Schirkenbach. Thank you for being members at buymeacoffee.com/WOTMS, where you've given us your hard-earned cash for little in return.
Which makes us appreciate you all the more.
Although you could look at it. We provide them and everybody a show every week.
It's true.
In return,
they just help support it.
Yeah. All right. Well, on top of that, we do want to thank our beautiful, talented sponsor, Get Away Today.
Absolutely. Get Away Today is a fantastic travel agency to work with. And if you need to get away, make sure to contact them today. They are going to make sure to do the very best possible to make sure that you have the most magical trip possible. Whether that is to the Disneyland Resort, Disney World Resort, Alani Resort in Hawaii, Adventures by Disney, the Disney Cruise Line, or any other non-Disney, less magical destination. They're going to be there for you every step of the way from the time that you book your trip until the time that you return home. So definitely take advantage of their wonderful service, whether that's with their layaway plan or their peace of mind plan. That's always a good one. Sometimes things come up and you may not be able to make your trip happen anymore. With the peace of mind plan, you put a little bit extra on there and you can change dates and add things, and remove things without any fees. So that's always a nice little, well, peace of mind, just like the plan's called. So, if you want to get a trip booked, of course, be sure to let them know about our promo code. That is Main Street Pod 10. That's all lowercase, the number 10. That is going to get you $10 off any two-night or longer Disney travel package. So visit them in their office in South Ogden, Utah, online at www.getawaytoday.com. Or give them a call at 855-GET-AWAY. That is 438-2929.
And of course, that $10 can get you many things,
such many. As
you know what I'm gonna say, just because of some of the news we're gonna be talking about, go get yourself a Tigger Tail, a delicious Tigger Tail, tasty Tigger Tail, all for free. You might even be able to get two of them.
I don't remember what the cost on those is
for free, just for booking with that promo code. One for you, one for your child or your sweetheart or your enemy that you're
your friend
with for some reason. You're trying to like smooth things over. Here's a Tigger Tail.
Or like, maybe you hate, or maybe they hate caramel and marshmallow and chocolate and you're trying to make their lives even worse.
Yeah. That would
by
be a good
giving
one.
Them one.
Or they're allergic.
That sounds more like the enemy thing to do.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
If they're your enemy and you don't want to smooth things over.
Right.
And they're allergic to one of those things. Boom. Bada bing, bada boom. Enemy gone.
There you go.
At the happiest place on earth. Anyway.
If anybody says anything, we didn't ever give you that idea.
No.
We know nothing about it.
Disclaimer, we are not held liable for any stupid decisions that you make.
It's true.
Based on one of our jokes. So, all right. This week at the Disneyland Resort, hours are super simple. March 21st through the 27th, Disneyland's open 8 to 12, DCA 8 to 10, and Downtown Disney 7 to 1. That's the hours. Super nice. The events going on, of course, Food and Wine Festival now through April 22nd. So go enjoy that. Excuse me. Don't know if that was audible. Anywho, closures. Disneyland Astro Orbiter is set to reopen in a couple days, the 22nd of March. It's been a while, but it should be reopened in all its glory, whatever glory that is. I don't know. But Haunted Mansion and Sailing Ship Columbia are still closed for refurbishment. Haunted Mansion is set to be closed for quite a while. Don't expect that to reopen anytime soon. But over in California Adventure, Redwood Creek Challenge Trail is also closed with no set reopening date for refurbishment. Everything else should be pretty well open for you for now. All right. That's it for this week at the Disneyland Resort. Let's head on over to Brian's Trivia Corner, presented by AllEnchantingEars.com, where the trivia is at a 90-degree angle. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Brian's Trivia Corner. It is literally in a corner.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is once again trivia time.
We
indeed. Short, sweet, and to the point. I like that. Anyway, our trivia is, of course, brought to you by AllEnchantingEars.com. If you need some new Disney merchandise, some cool ears or hats or coasters or entrance plaques, they do super awesome work. Mm-hmm. I've been happy with everything I've ever received from AllEnchantingEars. Go check them out, AllEnchantingEars.com. Of course, be sure to know that if you use our promo code with them, which is WOTMS10, that's the number 10, that's going to get you 10% off your entire order. So if you were planning a trip for your family, you guys all want some matching ears before you get to the park, because we all know park prices can be a little hefty. So, and these guys do really great work. You can customize the way that you want your ears. You've got a lot of different options, different fandoms. It's awesome. You guys will really enjoy the work that they do for you. So be sure to visit them at allenchantingears.com. But let's go ahead and get into last week's question. And that question was, what Disneyland attraction debuted in Tomorrowland on June 29th, 1974, and replaced the Carousel of Progress? I got quite a few answers, and I got quite a few right answers.
Nice.
We had some folks do a really good job. We had a couple of our supporters, Mr. Bill Schirkenbach and Yvonne Paradise, both knew the answer. They got that over to us. It also sounded like Mr. Bill wants to try the hot dog boats that we talked about last week. We'll have to get a report back on how that went for him.
That's awesome. Yeah, I want to know.
I know. I do. What did you make them with? Did you use Bar S hot dogs, or did you get like the good, like Nathan's all beef?
You could even do a Ballpark makes a pretty good dog.
They do. Bar S is a little different though.
Yeah, it is a little different. It's special. Yeah.
Yeah. Special is a good way to put it. Anyway, I have not yet given the answer to that. I said we got some right answers, and then we got off on the hot dog boats. Yeah.
Set sail.
It is what we do. But that, of course, is America Sings. And those of you that are old enough to remember that, I'm jealous. I've only heard the soundtrack because I was not young enough or old enough to have been alive at that time. So I missed it. Of course, I did still get to see some of the animatronics in Splash Mountain and Star Tours. Some of those might now be gone. We don't know for sure on Splash Mountain's
side of things. Maybe they'll be repurposed again.
They could be repurposed for a third time. We'll see what happens. But yes, America Sings was the correct answer. Let's get into this week's question, though. And that question is going to be, Steamboat Willie was the first Mickey cartoon to have a theatrical release. However, there were two cartoons that were made before Steamboat Willie. What were those two Mickey cartoons? So these ones Very were nice. Made before, but did not get released until after Steamboat Willie. So if Very you know nice. The answer or think you know, send it to me. That's Brian, Bryan dot WOTMS at gmail.com.
And of course, you can always email me if you would like. I would enjoy your uplifting words at Sean, SEAN dot WOTMS at gmail.com. You can also join us on social media, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter. If you want to support the show, there's many ways to do that. The best way is the freeway, and not the road, but the no-cost way by just subscribing, leaving us a nice 5-star review, and listening to us every single week, every Wednesday, on the following platforms.
That would, of course, be Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud, Stitcher, Player FM, TuneIn, Google Play, Amazon Music, Audible, Spotify, and Reason.
And, of course, if you want to support us with the payway or the not freeway.
Isn't that like a brand of frozen?
Oh, yeah.
Like Chinese food?
Yeah, payway. I think. No.
Or is that a restaurant?
That's a restaurant called Payway. It's actually pretty good.
Never had that. I've had PF Chang's, but
it's like I would say it's like an elevated Panda Express.
Oh, okay.
But definitely not a PF Chang's. It might be more like a low class PF Chang's.
So a low class PF Chang's, but a high class Panda Express.
Yeah.
Okay. Kind of rides the line in between.
Yeah. Yeah. Cost you a lot more money. But not as much money. Quality's a little better, but not as good. You know what I'm saying?
You know, your hand signs are reading so MAGA that
my little,
people are going to get offended that we're just...
They can't see me, so...
I know they can't, but I'm saying it so that people will know yeah, that...
It's like the... little okay symbol he does.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I had to bring it up, sorry.
Yes, because we're insane yeah. In the membrane.
We're so crazy, Moggets. Yeah.
It's crazy. TeePublic, we have a store on there where you can give us your hard-earned cash for goods.
And like services. Shirts.
No services, just goods.
No, the service is what you're listening to right now.
Correct, yes.
That is our service.
Yeah, which you can donate to that service by going to buymeacoffee.com/WOTMS and just give us the money. You don't have to worry about getting anything in return other than a high quality weekly show. Asterisk next to high quality.
It's up for debate,
yeah. In whose eyes, right?
In my eyes, it's amazing.
Pretty dang high quality. But yes, speaking of social media, if you didn't join us last week, we had a couple we had round two, right? Or was it round three?
Round two, I think.
Of our little March Madness stuff.
Is it round two and three?
We must have done two and three, yeah. So just to give you guys the stats, it was on the Disneyland side, we had Big Thunder Mountain versus Pirates of the Caribbean, and Pirates of the Caribbean has advanced. We also had the Haunted Mansion versus Indiana Jones, and the Haunted Mansion advanced. So coming up this week, Wednesday evening, is going to be the next round for everybody. We'll probably finish it up by the end of the week, but on the Disneyland side, it will be Pirates of the Caribbean versus the Haunted Mansion. So got to get in there, get your votes in. We got to make Haunted Mansion happen because that's obviously the correct choice, but some people have lost their way and tend to think it's Pirates. So I'm calling on all of you. But over on California Adventure, we had Soarin versus Guardians of the Galaxy. Guardians of the Galaxy took it, which I say rightly so. But that's just me. And then we had Radiator Springs Racers versus the Incredicoaster. And Radiator Springs beat out Incredicoaster, leaving it to be Guardians versus Radiator Springs. So I'm intrigued to see.
That's crazy.
What wins? What wins? So join us tonight as this is released Wednesday for the, would it be considered the semifinal?
The semifinal, yes.
So it's pretty wild stuff. It's going to be intense. Invite your friends. Invite your wife. Or your husband. Or your children.
Invite anybody you can.
Invite everybody.
Everyone you can.
Your enemies that hate Disneyland. Be like, take this.
That's right.
Vote on this. So anyway, that's how you can reach out to us and enjoy us on social media. Let's head into this week's topics. Pretty crazy stuff. First is going to be the upcoming Pixar Fest. They gave us a list of things. Forget what it's called. It's taking forever to load. But yeah, they gave us the Pixar Fest guide. 10 things you need to know about Pixar Fest at Disneyland, brought to you by the Disney Parks blog. So the first one is the new Better Together, a Pixar Pals celebration parade. And there's two new floats. I don't know if you saw these, Brian.
I have not.
The first one is a soul float. So it's got Mr. Gardner on top. I assume it will be a real person hanging out on top. And it's got his students playing their instruments. So it's got
I
the girl with the trombone.
I hope they play better than the ones at the beginning of the movie.
I'm hoping this is more like post him dying.
Right.
Class. Then, of course, some dancers, but looks really nice. And then they're doing a Luca float.
Oh, that's cool.
And it's going to have Luca and what's her face and what's his face. It's been a while since I've watched that movie. I should probably watch it.
I still haven't watched it all the way through.
Alberto and Julia. Yes. And so I don't think I've ever seen Julia. I don't think I've seen any of these at the park. These characters.
Yeah, I don't think I have either.
So that's cool. I assume they're going to be like people in a costume rather than a static animatronic type thing. But we'll see. Because it does show Luca half in the water with the swamp creature legs.
Yeah, it is pretty cool.
Half normal above the water. Proportions on the art seem kind of weird, but that's just me. Cool. So that'll be fun. That'll be fun to see for anybody going. By the way, April 26th through August 4th is Pixar Fest. So you've got quite a bit of time. It's a good solid. What is that? April, May, June, July. About 3 months ish. So. Also,
not enough time for me to get there.
Yeah, same. Unless by some miracle,
right?
But yes, Together Forever, a Pixar Nighttime Spectacular, will be returning. It says there will be new scenes featuring characters and moments from Onward. That'd be awesome. Soul, Luca, Turning Red, and Elemental. That's the one with the Coco stuff, right? All the characters were on top of the buildings, and you were just like, whoa, what the heck?
It was an amazing show the first time we saw it.
So good. Bonus, your Magic Band Plus will come to life with twinkling lights and vibrations synchronized with music. So you better go get yourself a Magic Band Plus. Number three, they're going to have Club Pixar over in the Hollywood Studios backlot, where nothing exists except for Monsters, Inc. Kind of a good place.
Pixar.
Kind of a good place to do that.
Right.
You've got Monsters, Inc.
There's not
there.
Much going on.
And yeah, not much going on. Then that's where they did the Mad Tea Party dance thing.
They also had Electronica back there.
Yeah. Flynn's Arcade was back there.
Yeah.
So yeah, that should be cool. There's going to be an interactive DJ dance party, live performances, exciting games, photo opportunities, themed food, and specially crafted beverages and more. They are saying that we'll get a Pixar Fest foodie guide soon. So once that comes out, we'll let you guys know. Looky here. Number four, Fantasyland Theater has nothing in it. So they're going to use that for the Pixar Pals Playtime Party. That should be sweet. That should be fun. I bet that brings a lot of people to the Fantasyland Theater.
Way more than it does right now.
I guess that's true. But yes, you get to dance and play the Pixar way with some favorite pals over in Fantasyland Theater. It says you can even watch a selection of iconic shorts on the big screen.
Nice.
Wow.
Is it just constantly going?
I guess. Just says throughout the day. Now, does that mean also at night? Or is it literally just throughout the day portion?
Just the day.
Seems like this would be funner at night, to be honest.
Right.
But who am I? Hey, it looks like they've, according to the art, they've got the giant watermelon piece, Casey Jr. cookies cart. Maybe they've got some props from, what do you call it? Bugs Land.
From Bugs Land, yeah.
So that should be fun. They're also going to have Pixar-themed foods and marketplaces. It says the Troubadour Tavern will transform to feature Pixar-inspired bites and beverages. Paradise Garden Grill will have Coco-inspired menu items. That just means Mexican food. That's all that means.
Pretty much.
It says May 10th, six Pixar-themed marketplaces will join the fun. So it sounds like we're going to get kind of a festival of whatever type thing for Pixar Fest. That's kind of cool. That's new. So they're going to have Porto Rosso pasta for Luca. They're going to have Gusto's to go. It's Ratatouille themed, obviously. The Elemental table, inspired by Elemental. Fortown Favorites. I'm not sure how to read that the right way. Fortown Favorites.
I hate that movie.
I hate it too. Turning Red. They're going to have the Spark booth, inspired by Soul. That's probably where the best food is going to be. Porto Rosso pasta. But I like
the name of this next one, though.
Soul food. Yes. Hangar Management. That's funny. from Inside Out. So I'm intrigued to see what all these little marketplaces will have.
I'm guessing that Turning Red will have some kind of Asian twist on it.
Probably. Which, yeah, because it takes place in Canada, right? But she's Asian, obviously.
And the
So
whole thing
maybe
centered
they'll do
around
some.
like the red panda and the
Yeah.
Asian culture stuff.
Maybe it'll be Canadian Asian fusion.
Fusion, there you go.
Some Asian poutine or
There
something.
you go.
That
How
might be
could we
good,
make that
actually.
Asian? The gravy will be like a teriyaki
Could be pretty
something.
good, actually. Yeah, teriyaki sauce with maybe some sriracha mayo and
Ooh.
I don't know, some kind of
Over cheese curds and
beef or something.
French fries.
Oh yeah, that would be good. Yeah, interesting. That will be that'll be fun. Oh my gosh. Obviously. I was gonna say also, and then I was gonna say obviously. It came out obviously. But obviously and also they're gonna have Pixar characters to meet. Duh.
That would be weird if they didn't.
It said we're going to also encounter Ember and Wade from Elemental, which I think is kind of cool. It'll be interesting to see what those costumes look like. There's also different novelties. I'm sure we've all seen the new Pizza Planet popcorn bucket. Have you seen it yet?
I have.
Looks pretty awesome. The door opens, it lights up.
It's an alien in the driver's seat.
Yeah. I don't know if it. So the video showed it outside of it, and then it got in. I'm wondering if it's like a separate little toy that you can take out. You know what I
Could
mean?
be.
Or if it's stuck in there normally, and they just did that for the video. I don't know. But there should be more stuff, looks like. So, obviously merch everywhere, decor everywhere. It says there's going to be a 25-foot tall sculpture celebrating friendship and highlighting the iconic Pixar ball. Very nice. It says you'll even be able to use your Magic Band Plus to interact with a Pixar-themed installation. Sounds like they're kind of going the direction of Nintendo World.
Probably.
They're trying to do more interactivity with those bands. The way it should go is Disney does that first and then everybody follows suit. But it
It's not the
seems
way
like
things go
now,
anymore.
they're also going to have stuff in downtown Disney. So dining, shopping, stuff like that. Yeah. There we go. That's about it. April 26th. 4 days after the Food and Wine Festival. So plan accordingly,
Indeed.
fools. All right. Next, Easter is coming up. Don't know if you knew that. March 31st. It's a
Don't know if you even
Sunday.
celebrate that.
Yeah, maybe you don't. Maybe you do.
Either way, enjoy
Maybe.
some good foods.
Yeah, at least the ones they're actually giving to Disneyland, because
Right?
again, most of this is Disney World. So let's scroll all the way down to Disneyland. And Brian's going to start us off over in
Happens every time.
Disneyland.
Okay. Anyway, Disneyland Park, Red Rose Tavern, April 28th. Oh, available through April 28th. So maybe it's available right now.
That's my guess.
So anyway, I guess if that's the case, you can get spring stuff, but you can't guess what that is. It is the shortbread cookie, red velvet cake, raspberry, and pastel colored sprinkles that we know to be the gray stuff. But it's spring and it's on a yellow
Hey.
shortbread cookie that looks like the sun. So,
Or a
and
sunflower.
yeah, could be. I can't get enough of that. Like, it really is delicious. Like, I
I've never had it.
love the gray stuff.
Never had the gray stuff. Never, never. All right. Throughout the Disneyland Resort in various locations, they're going to have what's called the Donald Duck Spring Egg Sipper. There's two per person, per transaction. No discounts will apply. It's everywhere. But I like it. It's kind of cool. I don't know if I'd want it. The seasonal stuff's iffy for me. Because what am I going to do with it?
Right.
The rest of the year. Like Christmas stuff. I don't know. I guess I have a Christmas bucket or two that I can use at Christmas. I guess you could put this out for Easter.
I definitely banking on the popularity of this exact same style bucket in candy corn form from Halloween.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I had that. Now it's just Easter thing.
It's just an egg.
So I would decorate more with the Halloween one, I feel like, but I guess probably. I could put this out with my Easter and spring stuff too.
I can just safely say I've never been a big Easter decoration person.
Yeah.
But I love Halloween decoration. Christmas decorations.
Sounds like night flights must have begun again. Sorry, folks. So yeah, that's basically it for Disneyland. A new sipper and a variation of gray stuff. That's basically what we get for every holiday these days. So
yep.
If it's not Halloween or Christmas, this is the effort we get. Let's see, Disney California, Grand Californian Hotel over at Storytellers Cafe on March 31st only. Only on Easter, they will be doing their Easter dinner buffet. Enjoy an Easter feast with appearances from characters to celebrate the holiday. I would hope they've got all their rabbit characters out for that.
Yeah. Probably. I'd say probably rabbits and I don't know. You could really go with like birds and the chipmunks. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Those are all like springy type things.
True.
Over at Pixar Place Hotel at Great Maple, March 30th through April 5th, they have the new truffled egg salad tarts. Those actually look really good. Egg salad with sweet relish in a puff pastry tart topped with maple bacon and smoked paprika. They also have the new pork chops campagnole, something like that. Mozzarella and Parmesan crusted 12-ounce pork chops served with baby potatoes, roasted garlic, cherry peppers, and sun-dried tomatoes finished with a Marsala Agro Dulce sauce. Don't know what half of that stuff is.
No, but it looks delicious.
I guess I know what most of that is, but I don't know what a Agro Dulce sauce is. But I would eat it. I would eat
the crap based on the photo, I would try it for sure. And I really want to make these little like egg salad tart things too.
They look so good.
Like they look way good. I want to try those. I don't know why we have to put arugula all over.
It looks Easter-y.
It does not.
Looks springy.
It looks like springy. A mess.
It does
look like somebody did their yard work and left it on the plate. Anyway, the egg things look amazing. Like I would eat, as you would put it, I would eat the crap out of those. Yeah. So
yes,
but yes. The long termings can stay over at Disneyland Hotel. Goofy's Kitchen available March 28th through May 12th. This is going to be around for a little while. It is Goofy's Kitchen Springtime Buffet. Join Goofy and some of his friends, including Clarabelle, dressed in their springtime best, along with festive seasonal decor in the restaurant for breakfast, brunch, and dinner.
Nice. Nice. I don't know if I've ever seen Clarabelle at a buffet.
At a character buffet. Dining?
Yeah.
I don't know that I have either.
Interesting. probably pretty good. And then, of course, around the Disneyland Resort everywhere, and even outside of the parks in downtown Disney, you can get a lot of these treats. You've got the yellow mini caramel apple, Granny Smith apple covered in caramel, dipped in white chocolate and decorated with a yellow-colored white chocolate bow, a yellow sanding sugar skirt, and white M&M's milk chocolate candies for the polka dots. That's new this year. They also have a peanut butter fudge Easter egg. Peanut butter fudge shaped into an egg, covered in milk chocolate, sprinkled with chopped peanuts, and drizzled with milk chocolate. That's only at Candy Palace and Candy Kitchen. Nowhere else. Also only in that those two locations is the chocolate fudge Easter egg. Basically the same thing. Chocolate fudge shaped into an egg, covered in milk chocolate, and drizzled with pink-colored white chocolate. You've got the bunny cereal treat. It looks like a bunny butt. And, yeah, it's dipped in white chocolate, decorated with a coconut-covered marshmallow tail, and white and pink-colored white chocolate for the bunny feet. They also have a pink mini cereal treat, mini-shaped cereal treat dipped in milk chocolate and decorated with a pink bow with white polka dots, a pink sanding sugar skirt, and white M&M's milk chocolate candies for the polka dots. Ooh, a strawberry shortcake marshmallow wand. That sounds nice. Three marshmallows covered in caramel, dipped in white chocolate, and rolled in crushed graham cracker and strawberry crisps. We also have a chick cake pop, vanilla cake pop dipped in yellow colored chocolate and decorated with orange M&Ms and milk chocolate candy feet, marshmallow wings, dark chocolate eyes, and orange colored beak. They have a bunny cake pop, another bunny butt, chocolate cake pop dipped in white chocolate and decorated with marshmallow feet, an M&M's chocolate candy tail, and pink colored white chocolate. That is everywhere except Bing Bong's sweet stuff. Apparently it's too good for Bing Bong. So they also have the pink mini cake pop, chocolate cake pop dipped in milk chocolate and decorated with a white chocolate pink bow with white polka dots. Yay. That's it. That's all we get.
Nice.
So
Shanghai gets more than we do.
Freaking Shanghai.
Hong Kong gets more.
Tokyo probably gets a lot too.
Tokyo's got less than you would think.
Oh, really? That's surprising. That's very surprising to me.
They have one listing for Tokyo Disney Resort.
All right. Well, I guess in other news, our favorite, one of our favorite people, I would imagine Brian agrees.
Yes.
Patrick Warburton.
Putty.
Everybody. Yes. Also known as captain at Soarin'.
Nope, not captain. Oh, wait.
What?
Chief flight attendant.
Chief flight attendant. Oh, that's right. That's right. Not enough to be the
chief flight attendant for this evening.
That's right. That's right. So, yeah, he showed up.
In person
with a mustache. I like the mustache. I think it adds, I don't know, something about it adds to the whole, I don't know, aura.
It's very
pilot.
Yeah.
Air stuff. Anyway.
Which is why Sean thought he was a pilot.
Yeah. It was the mustache. But anyway, yeah, he surprised some select guests.
I would have died if he would have walked out.
Yeah, that would have been.
That would have been so cool.
That would have been awesome. My favorite thing, you guys can watch the video. It's on all of the Disney parks social media, but he's talking about the yellow strap to pull on the strap. And he's like, what does he say? The yellow strap. It was the whole Kronk.
It was a very Kronk thing.
Yeah. With,
like the poison meant for Cusco. Cusco is poison.
Yeah, it was pretty good. But yeah, he welcomed those guests and He said, it's just magical to see how beloved Soarin' Over California still is after all these years. I can remember my first trip to Disneyland at the age of 5, and I continue to be a huge Disney fan. So to be part of a Disney attraction that has lasted this long has been such a sweet and wonderful thing for me. Getting to surprise guests today was super fun, and it's great to see the impact that this safety intro has made for the past 23 years and how people still love it. It was such a blast getting to be the chief flight attendant for Soarin' Over California once again. Yes. Yeah, pretty cool. I was telling Brian, I would rather have this than Mark Hamill on Star Tours.
Yep.
I think agree. That's going to be so awesome.
I like the line they put in that article right after that, though, that said, all we can say is, nice work, pal.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. It's definitely one of the best safety spiels, I would say, in park history.
Right.
It's one of my favorites.
People may not remember many others, but they remember that
one. Yeah, they do. And these little beauties.
That's right.
My favorite. Cool. Good old Patty Warbucks.
That's right.
Those
of you that don't know, that is his actual like social media handle, yeah. Is Patty Warbucks.
Yeah.
And I think that is hilarious.
You met him, right?
I have not. I would love
I
to.
I met him.
You didn't I have meet, not.
No. Yeah, I tried to get him to do the devil's thing, but he was kind of confused as to what I was trying to do. But
Putty.
Anyway, our cousin met him. I'm pretty sure she had him sign something that was Soarin' Over California. But anyway, he's a super nice guy. He's not a jerk or anything like that. Hopefully he'll come again.
I hope so.
And then maybe he'll be an interview attendee.
Right.
We can talk to him. That'd be awesome. But yeah, FanX. Speaking of FanX, they did announce.
I'll put a plug in for that one.
Right now? Oh. What?
Plug in for what? I'll send her a text right after we're done.
Oh,
say,
you're going to tell her.
You should. We need to get Patrick Warburton back
and make sure he does interviews.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of FanX, we do have our fun little code. So
yes.
You want to save 15% on those FanX tickets, promo code Main Street, all one word.
They did announce a couple other things, but I don't think they had any Disney tie. And I didn't even know what they were.
Yeah, one was Thomas Jane. Looks like he was Punisher in something because he's wearing a Punisher shirt. So I'm guessing he was Punisher in something.
Would have had to have been, I guess.
And then Colleen Clickenbeard from One Piece. I guess some sort of One Piece voice from the cartoon.
You anime folks will love that.
Yeah, I have no idea what the crap. I know what One Piece is.
I barely do.
Just because I've seen it. Like, I haven't watched it. I've just seen like merch and.
Right.
My kids have talked about it. I have zero idea what it's even about. I assume it's about a piece of something.
Just one.
Maybe they're searching for one piece of a puzzle. I don't know. No idea. But anywho, or maybe they're set out to get the last piece of like pie, or they just
pie
want
sounds
one.
Good.
They just want one piece. I don't know. Maybe it's about. Never mind. Anyway, last thing. And I think this was announced like the day we're recording this.
Yes.
So that's rare. That's rare that we get something announced right before we record.
Right. I'd say it's fairly big news too.
I think so. Yeah. I'm actually excited for it. I'm sad in a way for obvious reasons.
I'm not.
I think this will be cool. I think it'll be cool. So there's going to be two shops inspired by Princess and the Frog that haven't been created yet. And that's going to take, they're going to be over in Critter Country. It's going to be Ray's Berets and Lewis Critter Club. So we've seen the concept art. If you've been on social media, we posted it on our stories. So you can go there to check it out, or you can go to any of the Disney parks social media sites as well. But Ray's Berets is going to be taking over the Briar Patch. The only reason I'm like bummed is because it's like, there goes the last of it.
Yep. And that is the disheartening part of it. But you know, that's what they're trying to do, is erase yep. all memory of that.
Yep.
And I will not allow it to happen permanently.
No, I've got my copies.
Me too.
But it says Ray's Berets will be the best place for guests to shop for headwear, apparel, accessories, toys, and more, with Firefly Raymond. And his Firefly, or I should say Ramo.
My name is Ramo, but you can call me Ray.
Heck yeah. So it says, with Firefly Raymond and his Firefly kin in the coziest cabin in Critter Country, you're sure to light up when you see how these bayou bugs have made this home their own. So I'm intrigued to see what it's going to look like.
That is what I'm actually looking forward to, is seeing yeah. how they make it look.
Yeah. And this is kind of playing into what I thought was going to happen with everything.
Right.
I had assumed that Critter Country is eventually going to get eaten up by yep. Princess and the Frog.
And which, I'm kind of okay with that a little bit.
I like it. I mean, I like the idea of New Orleans Square being like the city, right? Uh-huh. And then Critter Country being more the bayou type.
The bayou, yep.
If we can make New Orleans Square bigger, I'm cool with that.
Right.
And that's what I feel like is going on here. But yeah, I think it'll be cool. And then we've got Lewis Critter Club. It's right now, it's the left-hand side of Pooh Corner. That's going to be changed. But they did make sure to note that Pooh Corner, the treat side of Pooh Corner, will remain as a designation for must-have merchandise from the 100 Acre Wood, including beloved sweet treats like Tigger Tails. So at the moment, we have that part of Pooh Corner, and I assume the attraction. So
the way they phrased that, though, has me concerned.
Why?
Currently, the left-hand side of Pooh Corner.
I feel like they're just saying, like, at the moment, that's what it is.
Yeah.
And that's what's getting changed.
Do you get the feeling that Winnie the Pooh's days are numbered?
I think so.
I really do.
I think so. I think, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Who knows? Who knows?
It's true.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know.
If it were me, before they, I mean, it's not going to happen now because they've already rethemed something to this, but I would have done what we were talking about and made Critter Country the bayou.
Uh-huh.
I would have put Tiana's Palace in where Hungry Bear's Hungry at Bear. Right now, I right agree. Off the river.
It would have been
and
awesome.
Then done something with Winnie the Pooh to reimagine it into some kind yeah. of bayou attraction.
Yeah, I was trying to think if there was like another story that takes place in that area that would make sense, but maybe you could do a proper dark ride for just have it Dr. Facilier's like whatever. And then
get Ray involved with that.
Yeah, just have it be like a literal dark ride. It's just voodoo madness.
There you go. That could be fun too.
Dr. Facilier's voodoo madness. Just kidding. I just want Dr. Facilier involved. That's all I want.
Part of that attraction you wouldn't even have to retheme because it's already kind of
crazy. Yeah.
Madness.
But yeah, Lewis Critter Club, it says, where the friends of Tiana's Bayou Adventure call this local hotspot their home away from home. Lewis Critter Club is the place to go for apparel, accessories, home decor, and more, featuring some of your favorite critters and Princess Tiana. So there you go.
Nice.
The land will close. Critter Country as a whole will temporarily close beginning May 1st. I don't know if there's going to be access to poo. Or if you'll have to find
like
another
bathroom. Or...
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I assume Hungry Bear will stay open.
I would assume so, because that's also a route into Galaxy's Edge.
Yeah. I'm guessing it'll be everything after Pooh.
Right.
I hope. Because that's like unnecessarily shutting down an attraction.
Yeah, I feel like that could be accomplished with keeping Winnie the Pooh open. Yeah. But maybe with how close that exits to where they're working. Maybe I don't know.
Maybe. Although there's nothing else over there. So it's not like people are going to hang around.
Right. But
anyway.
Just reminded me of a TikTok that's been going around everywhere.
Yeah. I don't know.
Just hanging around.
But yeah, that's about it. Oh, I gotta mention this. Gotta mention it. The Inside the Magic headline of the week. It was ridiculous.
Isn't it?
It was life lost on most popular Star Wars attraction at Disneyland. And I'm like, okay, like, what the crap are they doing now? And it was somebody's ashes that was spread. I'm just like, oh boy, oh boy. They had another headline that I think they changed to that headline. So I think it was the previous headline was actually human remains found on Disneyland attraction.
If I were Disney, I would be pushing to like shut them down, because some of the things they come up with to put on their website to like catch people's attention are crazy.
Yeah. Anyway, don't go find it. Don't click on it. Don't give them more clicks. But like, I just like to point out the crazy ones.
Yeah.
So
that's nuts.
All right. Well,
those people.
Anything else you want to add?
No, not really.
Okay.
We covered everything that I'd seen over the course of the week.
Very nice. Very nice. All right. Well, we'll be on the lookout for the Pixar Fest foodie guide as it comes. We'll make sure you guys hear about that. But yeah, be sure to join our social media for some final March Madness action. But yeah, we appreciate you guys listening. Please join us Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter. If you haven't yet, please share the episode, subscribe, and leave a nice 5-star review on the following platforms.
That would, of course, be Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud, Disney. Wow, not Disney. Wow. I almost said Disney Plus. That's not
maybe,
on there.
Maybe one day.
Yeah, I don't know. Okay, let me try this again. Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud, Stitcher, Player FM, TuneIn, Google Play, Amazon Music, Audible, Spotify, and Reason.
And that is it. Thank you guys so much for listening to this week's episode. Please join us every week, every Wednesday, to hear the new word on the main street. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.